Do you mind if I join you? All the other reading rooms are full. Thanks. Yeah, it's actually pretty decent. How about yours? Oh, yeah, I've heard of that series. I haven't picked it up yet, though. Is it good? Really? I'll have to add it to my list. We are in here a lot at the same time. Well, this is my favorite store. I literally come here every chance I get. And I love that they set up reading rooms so that you can take your books and just chill. It's nice because the library is always packed. Well, especially around finals, which lately has been a bit of a bear. Yeah. We are often in the same sections, yeah. So, that series, would you say it's, spicy? A lot of the fantasy novels lately have been really spicy. Oh yeah, there's like a whole section on Instagram and TikTok and whatever about various books and the spice level and all this stuff. I try not to get sucked into that though, because I want to read based on what the book is about, not somebody else's opinion. But you can't really help but hear things, you know? Okay, that one's not too bad. Nothing too overly shocking. Won't offend my delicate sensibilities. I know you're kidding. Yeah. Well, this one? This one is all spice. Oh, yeah. All spice. I think there's more of that than there is story, actually. I don't mind it. I'm enjoying it. It's, well, it's adventurous and it's outside the box, and I gotta admit, it's given me some ideas. Sorry, that was inappropriate. It's just, it's a good book, and the, spicy stuff has been written in a way that enhances it rather than detracting from it, you know? Well, I'm not usually one to pick up books with such an overtly sexual main character. This one, though, she embraces her femininity. She embraces her sexuality. She actually understands how it serves her in life. No, not like that. But, like, she doesn't hesitate to go after what she wants. And that means her sexual conquests as well. It's pretty cool, actually. Yeah, it's really well written, and I don't know. I'd love to be that kind of woman, but I'm a little too shy for that. Oh, yeah? You like that kind of forward-thinking person? Woman, specifically? Yeah? Well, she definitely knows what she wants, and she goes after it. Okay, I have to come clean here. Yeah. You hooked up with a friend of mine a few weeks ago. Yeah, her. Oh, no. I know, it was just a casual thing. She said so too. But here's the thing. She said some very complimentary things about you. Yeah. Well, let's just say the reviews were overwhelmingly positive. And in the spirit of this whole seeing what I want and going after it. I thought I would come and talk to you and see if you maybe wanted to hook up. That is what I said, yes. Okay, I'm going to level with you. I haven't had a boyfriend since last year. I've just been too busy with school. And now that it's my final year and the pressure's really on, I find that there are certain itches that need to be scratched, especially around finals when the stress is through the roof and I can hardly focus, and relaxing is one of the most difficult things. So, given the positive reviews, I was wondering if maybe you wanted to help me with that. I mean, if you don't, it's totally fine. You don't have to say yes. I just thought I'd put it out there. Okay, I don't know how to take that. You never expected it from me. I hear that a lot. Yeah, the nerdy, bookish girl who kind of keeps to herself, hides in the corner, doesn't say much, usually has her nose in a book. Mm-hmm. You don't expect her to come out and ask to have sex with you. I get it. But the thing is, that nerdy girl has urges and needs just like everyone else. And, well... Yeah, you get it. Mm-hmm. Being this straightforward isn't generally my style, but... Well, I'm getting to the point where I don't know what else to do. The masturbation thing isn't working for me, and I'm reading a book that is sex on every other page, which isn't helping. So, what do you say? Yeah? Okay. Wow. I'm super excited now. No. No, we don't have to go to your car. Well, you picked the best reading room in the entire place because it's small and it's tucked off in the corner and nobody really comes over here. I think most people don't even know it exists. So, right here is good. We just have to be quiet, that's all. Yeah, that is what I'm saying. I want to have sex right here, right now. Well, I have a massive amount of studying to do later, so I don't really want to drag this out. Okay, well, let's get your pants down then. I wore a skirt today just for this reason, so that we don't have to waste a lot of time with clothing. Well, there may have been some planning, yes. I told you that. As soon as my friend told me about her experience, I was like, dude, I need some. Yes. Yes. 100%. Okay. What am I working with here? You like this idea. You're getting harder by the second. And might I add, my friend was not wrong about certain things being very nice. This is actually what happened in the first spicy scene in that book I'm reading. Yeah, she saw a guy she liked, thought he was cute, got on her knees and pulled his cock out. It was a really good scene. It was long, too. What? Don't sound so surprised. Nerdy girls can give good head, too. It's kind of a hidden talent of mine, actually. Well, I can be quiet and reserved and polite and all those things and still be completely obsessed with your cock, which the longer I'm sucking on it, the more that's happening. mm. I've never done it in public before, though. Kind of a bucket list item, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I know. She said you hooked up at the library. Mm-hmm. Anywhere there's books seems to work out well for you. How are you doing up there? I know, I've seen you watching me. Well, like I said, we spend a lot of time in the same sections of the store. In fact, I was a little worried the skirt today was too short because if I reach for the top shelves and stand up on my tippy toes, pretty sure you'll see my panties. Again, might have been intentional. Yeah, the character in my book doesn't wear panties. Ever. Uh-uh. She just wants to be, like, ready to go whenever the mood strikes her. She's some kind of supernatural creature. I want to say she's fae, maybe? I don't know. The sex has been just really distracting. But again, well written. Well, smut for smut's sake is one thing, but when it actually adds to the story and gives you a really clear indicator of who the character is and sort of what she's all about, that's totally different. Why would we close the door? Like I said, we're kind of off to the side. Nobody even really knows this room's back here. What? You don't want them to see you getting your cock sucked in the bookstore? Why don't you keep your eyes peeled then? And warn me if anybody comes near. And I'm just gonna keep sucking. Your cock is like the perfect size for my mouth. I could do this all night. I'm not going to, though, because I want you to fuck me, but, you know. I don't think I've ever been this brash before. This brazen, this out there. Okay. I need to fuck you. Or you to fuck me. I don't. Anyway, I'm gonna put that in me. Yeah. Close your legs. I'm just gonna lift my skirt and pull my panties to the side. And the way that chair is built, I can't really straddle you facing you, so I'm just gonna sit on you and I'll watch the door, okay? Okay. Ready? I am sinking down on you. Oh, that feels so good. I can't even. The reviews did not tell the whole story. Oh, when a cock first slides in and then bottoms out, it's the best feeling. It's like it's waking my pussy up, making it want what's happening to it. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I love sex. My last boyfriend, we had so much sex, he had to take breathers. One of the side effects of a girlfriend who reads spicy novels, I guess. Okay. Fuck, that's good. Yeah, hold my hips. Oh, it's so good. How's that feel? Am I tight? Yeah, is it hot in there? Oh. I remember the first time I ever read the expression burning loins, and I cringed, and I thought it was so bad. But it is really warm. Both your cock and my pussy, so together, it's quite nice down there. I still wouldn't use that horrible expression, though. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's nice and slow. I need more leverage. Okay, spread your legs. I'm gonna put mine between them. Yeah, because then I can bounce. Oh, like that. Yep. Oh, God, nice and quick. Oh, I'm basically jerking you off with my pussy. Oh, fuck, that's good. You want me to lean back? Why? Oh, you want to know if my tits are nice? Well, newsflash, they are, but here. Get your hands up there, under my sweater. There, how's that? Yeah, pull the cups down. Oh, God, yes. I'm just going to keep moving like this because this angle is even better. Holy shit. Yeah? You boob guy? All right, fair. You're a whole fucking girl guy. Love it. Love it. Readers always come up with the best expressions. I think it's because they come across so many different ones in the books they read. They also talk the dirtiest, too, especially if they read Spice. Well, if I was going to write this... Oh, fuck. If my brain was working... I would say that you're sliding so nicely in and out of me. Nicely is a really weak word, though. My brain's not working. I can't. I just want to fuck you. But I will tell you that your fucking cock feels so good inside me. It's making me want to come all over the place. It's making me twitch. It's making me pulse. It's making me squeeze you. My fucking clit is so swollen, and I haven't even touched it. Like, dude, this is what the reviews said. That you were that good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. Yes. I'm gonna come all over your cock, and then I'm gonna suck a load out of you, okay? And then I have to get back to studying, but... Yeah. Just keep moving like that, and keep pinching. Yeah. Yeah. The character in my book loves having her tits played with, too. There's like 3 pages where a guy plays with them, sucks them, fucks them, whatever, and it's the hottest part of the book. Oh, God, yes. Yes, I'm getting there. Yes. Okay, I'm usually really loud when I come, so I'm gonna try to be quiet, because people out there... It is actually quite soundproof in here, but I don't want to take the chance, especially with the door open. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Yes, yes, yes. covering my mouth. That would have been really loud. Fuck, that's good. Okay, I'm going to get you off now, because I feel like you're right there. Give me this. I love how it tastes. Yeah, the one in my book said that too. She loves licking herself off a guy's cock. It's like that final act of intimacy, you know? That and swallowing, which I do, by the way. So no worry about a mess. Oh, that's just as tasty as I was told. I think I got it all. I just want to feel you go soft on my tongue. Thank you. Oh, okay. Now I can get back to my book. Yeah, I do have to study, but I'll study later. I'm not going to be able to retain anything the way my body is tingling. I'm going to read some more Spice before I go home. Yeah. Yeah, we could maybe meet here again. I'll just have to make sure I keep reading nice and spicy novels. Well, it'll give me lots more ideas. And it worked out really well for us the first time, didn't it?